The Outlet. The talk of Queenstown.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour, and in this podcast, I talk to Mark Seddon, the visionary behind the New Zealand Mountain Film and Book Festival. We explored the origins of the festival, its evolution over the years, and what's in store for the upcoming 2024 edition. From captivating speakers to thrilling films and adventure-filled conversations.
For the latest local news, sport, information, and entertainment, download the Queenstown app. This is The Outlet.
G'day, Mark. Welcome to the Outlet podcast.
Thanks, Bri. Nice to be here again.
We've spoken on this before, but can you just give us a bit of a background on how the New Zealand Mountain Film and Book Festival started and how it's evolved for you over the years?
Yeah, I guess back in about 2000, I was at rock climbing in Australia in Sydney and went to the Escalade Mountain Film Festival and thought, well, that'd be a good thing to have some of that in Wanaka. So yeah, went back there, and then 2002, we ran a little event where we had 10 or 12 speakers. And one of the speakers' flights got cancelled, and we put on a film just to see what that would look like, fill the spot. And I was like, wow, that looks cool. So sort of gave birth to the idea of having a film festival. And yeah, next year we got lots of entries and sort of went from there. And then the next big change was probably 2012 when we don't own it anymore. It's owned by a charitable trust. So yeah, the charity took over ownership of the festival, and now it's run by a board of trustees. And yeah, it's all audited and every dollar's accounted for, and yeah, it's all very formal now.
It's good. It's grown over the years. So we're looking ahead to 2024. So what are some of these special events and workshops and interactive sessions you got planned for this year?
I guess for me, one of the highlights, well, there's a few different highlights, but main one, getting the speakers here. So we got this guy coming from Adelaide, and you know, he's climbed 4,000 or 8,000 meter peaks in winter, which is relatively cold in this war.
Yeah.
And then a lady from Australia, filmmaker Frederick, and you know, and then I thought he's from the West Coast, but he's actually from Australia too, but he's a hardcore kayaker. So getting the stories out of people from around the world, I think it's pretty cool. And it's pretty awesome to bring, you know, someone like Simone Moro to New Zealand. So he's never been here before. Getting him to a small town is a bit of a coup, really. It's pretty cool.
You've got an online program as well that you'll be running. So what does the online program give you access to, Mark?
Yes, through the pandemic, we had to be creative as everyone. And yeah, we just put all the films online. So I think it's 64 films that we play over the 5 days in Wanaka and about 25 in Queenstown. And then all those films are online for the month of July. We've done it this year, so just after the festival.
I mean, you're finalising the film program, so you've been watching lots of films, obviously. How many people are involved actually in choosing the films that you show? And you know, what are some of the standout ones you're looking forward to this year?
Oh, how much time you got?
No, go for it. Just tell me.
Well, my wife, Jo, and I, we prejudge them all and make the selection to play. And that was 241 films we watched this year.
Wow.
And to get it down to the program. And then for the best New Zealand made film, we had 9 film enthusiasts, like filmmakers or trustees or people who we know like the festival, come around to home, and we played them the best films, and they gave them the judging forms that we used, and they go through and judge them on cinematography, sound, story, adventure, you know, how hard it is they're doing that sort of thing. And then at the end of the night, we had a big discussion and worked out what the winners were from there. So yeah, just Joe and I to get through that 240, and then a panel of fans to help us get the winners.
That's a lot of film watching. By the end, you must go, crikey. Does it ever inspire you to go, I'm going to do that, and that?
It's quite odorous, really, because, you know, we only play 1 in 5 films we watch. So some of the films aren't so good, and some of them come from some pretty weird backgrounds. So you don't watch all of them if they're obviously not up to grade. You know, you can tell in 10 minutes, really, if a film's going to be suitable. And, you know, there's probably 100-odd films that were good enough quality to play, and you know, some good films had to miss out because, you know, we can't play all of them.
And is there anything that's really a highlight for you that you've seen so far that you go, oh, I can't wait for people to see this on the screen?
For me, probably the New Zealand films. So we have 2 pure New Zealand shows where we play just New Zealand made films, and we've got 14 world premieres over the festival. So yeah, what we're really trying to do this year is a focus on the filmmakers and bringing them to town and putting on some events for them, like some workshops and funding and sound quality and that sort of thing. And then they'll come to the festival and they announce their films, and you know, we try and put on the red carpet a little bit for them, and because yeah, without them we don't have a festival. So for me, it's so super rewarding to see where New Zealand filmmaking has come, adventure filmmaking in the last two decades. It's gone from almost nothing to pretty high standard. And even some of the films that did well at our festival last year, they went on and entered the world, other worldwide festivals like Banff and Kendall and Vancouver. And so you're seeing the New Zealand filmmakers get out around the world now, which is pretty cool to think we helped a little bit with that.
And it's a great advertisement for New Zealand too, isn't it? Because we've got, this is why people keep coming back to film things, because of our scenery and locations, right?
Yeah, there's some really high quality New Zealand filmmakers, from cameramen to editors to production. A lot of people have started, have even had a few people gone through our film school and now they're working professionally. So it's, yeah, like you say, we've got a pretty good product to offer up visually.
And now you've touched on a couple of speakers, but who are some of the speakers you've got coming this year? And anyone, you mentioned someone from Italy, but who else is coming along, Mark?
Yeah, Simone from Italy. But yeah, and then there's quite a few local ones. We have a book festival and we've got people like local adventurer Guy Cotter, who wrote a book on Everest. You know, we've got adventurers from New Zealand, really, like Colin Monteith, Craig Potten. We've got people like that coming along. So we got 17 different speakers over the 5 days. Yeah, they're always a highlight, really, to sit down and listen to their stories.
So when is the festival in Wanaka, Mark, and how can people get some more information and get their tickets?
Yep, it's mountainfilm.nz is the website. Tickets go on sale on the 21st of May, and then the event kicks off a month later on June the 21st. And then over in Queenstown on June the 27th, and then online from July the 1st. So it's not far away, 6 weeks, it's all on.
So you've watched all the films, now you've just got to kick back and worry about all the other logistics, right?
Yeah. Yeah, once the festival starts, I kind of feel like, you know, three quarters of my job's over. So just hope everyone decides to turn up and enjoy the festival.
I'm sure they will. Has been great talking to you. I appreciate it very much. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thank you very much.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet.
The talk of Queenstown.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview podcast for Queenstown. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, please get in touch by using the contact button on your Queenstown app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Queenstown app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available on the podcast button on your Queenstown app and wherever you get your podcasts.